don't know when. Amen. And we can't, you know, a lot of people like to tell you when. I don't want to tell you when. All I'm going to tell you is be ready. Amen. Because a lot of people have predicted when the Lord is coming. But they've all failed. People are so proud it's got rid of everything because someone said that the Lord is coming. I heard Jesus say in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, no man knows the day or the hour. Because I choose to believe Jesus. But he is. I said he is. Amen. We bless the Lord. Truly thank God today for all of the testimonies. Amen. Keep warning them, sisters and brothers. Keep telling the young people. Amen. Because the devil has a way of lulling us into a false sense of security. Think we're going to be here and nothing's going to change. But if God's word is true, and we know it's true, things won't get better, but they're going to get worse in the latter end. So we thank God for that. We thank God for my wife.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for all of you. Most of all, we thank God for being God. How many of you thank God for being God? Come on, honey.
When the flood comes,
I'm still going to preach to myself. Let us all stand. Yeah, well, I don't have no quiet church. I got a quiet church and go down to the funeral hall for that. The Bible says, to the need of the Lord.
It's a contrast. Martha and Mary. Mary
chose to sit at the feet of Jesus to hear his word. Martha was busy working. So if you were to look at that, how many of them, Martha and Mary were in the same house?
Yes.
The same house. Many of us today could be in the same church. Some people in church, they are so busy working that they miss the blessing of being with Jesus. Some people in church are so busy, and I ain't talking about no one church. I'm talking about what the scripture says. So don't start being in your life. Look at somebody and say, stay right here.
Stay right here.
Don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
Amen.
They were both in the same house. One was working, laboring, wearing herself out. But the other one just chose to sit at Jesus' feet. She just wanted to hear a word. Amen. So we can all be in church today, but what are we doing in church? Are we so busy that we miss Jesus? Are we so busy that we can't hear his word? So Martha says to Jesus, don't you care that Mary has left all of this responsibility on me? Amen. Jesus looked at her and said, wait a minute, you got it wrong. You worry about the work. How many know if you take that king work and change it to do, you got the what? The word. He said, you worry about the W-O-R-K. Hallelujah. But Mary is considering the W-O-R-D, the word. And he said, one thing that is, I don't know what anybody's going through, but if Jesus said it's one thing, guess what?
It's one thing.
One thing. So when I need money, Jesus says,
I need
healing, Jesus says, I need deliverance, Jesus says,
amen.
I need God to help my child, Jesus says,
amen.
There's one thing that needs me. He said, Mary has chosen that. What kind of part is it?
The good part.
He's chosen that good part. Well, why do you need God's word? Because it won't be
taken away.
Yes.
It's up there, y'all. Don't
be taken away.
Because if you get the word in you, it can be. You can get a job or a title, but guess what? Take that away. Anyway. You can be elder, pastor, this, all that. Hallelujah. But when you get the word inside of you, Jesus said, that is the
one
thing. That's the one thing that will never be taken away from you. Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist said in 119 and 105, he said, thy word. Source. And you know, cars today are kind of technically advanced. So a lot of cars have a phone system, or whatever they call it. Bluetooth, whatever. You know the cars? Cars have to talk to your phone without having the phone in your hand. Whatever that is. I got it, I'm not using it, my wife. But when you use it, if you got 5 or 6 different phones on that one system, they have a default phone. That phone has an order of priority. One means when you get in the car, it can be 6 of us with the same phone, but the phone goes to the default. So I'm trying to understand what a default is. There's a whole lot of different words out there, but there ought to be one
default.
Yes. In your time of need, you should automatically go to the default.
Yes.
The default that I don't understand why God's going to do it, but I'm going to default.
Yes.
I'm not going to default to the world, but I'm going to default to the word of God. Yes. Now, let's go to Matthew, the 4th chapter. How many know that Jesus leaves on record that we ought to follow? 40 nights. And the first one he meet on a spiritual high is the devil. Actually, let's just go through it. Can we go through it? We're starting with the first verse. Because a lot of people are in the misconception when they get saved, they get healed. How do you get healed when the devil's going to be trying to get you back?
Yes. That's right.
Talk about it.
That's right.
I know my finances are going to get better. If you endure.
Right.
So God allows you to be tested to see what's in your heart. Well, verse 1 of Matthew reads, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the
wilderness
to be tempted and tested by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights after he was hungry, and when the tempter, the tester, listen, the devil always going to attack you when you are hurting the most. He can come bring you something else. He said, right there, you'll need this food, so I'm going to test you where you are.
All right.
Brothers and sisters, the devil's not going to test you where I'm at. He's going to test you where you are. So at that point, the Lord hungered, so he didn't test him with anything, but what it was hurting at the most, after 40 days and 40 nights. So the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now how do you know, sometimes the devil likes to play on words, just like he did Eve. But the thing is this, he's telling us who Jesus is, because the Son can't give a command. Who gives him a command? So he's trying to insult him because he already knew who he is.
Right.
Remember when he cast that demon out of the man? Jesus said, hold your peace. He said, don't tell them who I am. Right? Because the devil knew who he was. So he's making a play on word. He said, now if you be, then command. Because I'm about to use my default.
Right.
Come on. I can't play no mind games with you. I don't have time to play psychology and run a bunch of stuff. He said, I'm about to go to my
default.
What he answered and said is, I'm going to the default. Well, what's the default? The Word of God.
Yes.
You know why we are in battles and we can't seem to get the victory over? We won't go to the default. If Jesus had to use the default, and he's our perfect example, guess what? We got to use
the default.
What did he do? He did turn the heat on. I got the default on my chain. So Jesus had to use the what? He said, It is written. That man shall not live by but by every word that what? Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You know what that tells me? If God said it, he can do it.
Amen.
Because he didn't say some of the words, but he said every word. So in need now, I have something that I need God to help me in this situation. Well, Jesus said it is that we must live by
every word
that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You know what Jesus does? He quotes Deuteronomy 8:3 when he allowed the children of Israel to hunger. He allowed them to thirst because he wanted to know what was in their
heart.
Right then, whatever you're going through is not God that's not intended to overthrow you, but he wants to know what's in your heart. And then he wants to know, what do you want to default to? This ain't no time to be, I don't know, the daddy still out there. Ain't no time to be defaulting to daddy. Ain't no time to be defaulting to hard folks because they're over there.
Come on,
man. Years ago, we were growing up, everybody had to go look at their hard folks every day to see what their day was. I'm so glad.
All right.
Some of my mother broke us out of the hard folks years ago.
Yeah,
so I got to lose it now. Dr. Phil, I can't default to Dr. Phil.
Right.
I can't default to Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
says, then he goes back to Deuteronomy. But the key to that being effective, he said, beware lest you
forget.
Right? So he tells them, he said, you got to be faithful to the word of God, because you got to know to what is written. But he says, if you don't be faithful to the word of God, then beware lest you
forget.
I wonder how many today have forgotten the word of God and what God said that he's going to do. I wonder how many of you fall to the other things and not be faithful to the word of God. For if it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by
every word.
Well, now he's dealing with Jesus. He was thinking this time he ought to be finished. Right? So since Jesus said it is written, the devil wants to borrow his same word. You know how he said, God can make a way out of no way? The devil comes in here, God can make a way out of no way. But God's word has no but in it. You understand?
Yeah.
If God said it, somebody said, I believe it, and that settles it for me. So now the devil is going to use what is written to confuse God himself. Don't you allow anybody to use God's words to confuse you. Amen. Because the Bible says, man, God is not the author of confusion. Somebody said, well, I just done all this for God, and I'm just so confused. You need to default. Because God's word won't confuse you. The Bible says he'll make the way so plain that not even a fool will hear it in. Hallelujah. So God don't confuse you. But now the devil is taking what is written and confusing you. Can we say praise the Lord? Verse 5 says, then the devil take them up into the city and set them on a pinnacle and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thou back thyself down, for it is
written.
But he was using the wrong default. He wasn't using God's word properly.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe God's word, y'all don't get rid of it, right? Let's see what's going on. Don't allow the devil to use God's word to cause doubt in your mind. Don't allow the devil to use God's word to tell you, to make you think God can't when God can. If you don't have to tell a mechanical device what to do, you must Jesus said unto him,
I default.
Like you trying to confuse me with God's word to make me think God is saying something else. Jesus said, I'm going to default. If we haven't learned to really default, we will never lose the battle.
Right.
And if you lose the battle, you won't lose the war. Because the Bible, I heard somebody say, we always come out a winner, man. I said, we always come out a winner, answer.
Finish
your love. And if you read now in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, God tells them to beware lest they forget. All right, well, what were they going to forget? He says, serve the Lord and him only. Don't have any other God. That's the default. So the devil was trying to twist God's word to make Jesus do something that God didn't say do. God never said put yourself in a position to be tempted. The Bible says God cannot be tempted with evil. And neither tempted he with any. So when God tempted me, God did not tempt me. Because he can't be tempted with evil and neither tempted me.
Amen.
So the devil is trying to confuse him just like he's doing untold meetings today. Embracing and believing some of man said, but how many know God didn't see it?
Yes.
I can assure you this. I told my wife, I said, I've been having all these dreams. Every time I turn around, I'm having a dream. I ain't want to look again. I ain't need to be on the God. I have all these dreams. Every time I have a dream, I said, oh, God is speaking. In your desperation, I will assure you, God will speak.
Yes.
If you go to the default.
Yes.
But then after God speaks, you know God spoke to you. Listen, you know God spoke to you.
Yes.
Yes, if you know God spoke, then you default away from God's word. Default, you know, say, how long are you awake, Job? All the days. Abide. God has an appointment for every last one of us.
Yes.
Say, I've been trying and I keep messing up for years. Wait a minute, you have an appointed time.
Yes.
At the appointed time, God told Sarah and Abraham, you shall have what I said.
Yes.
There is an appointed time, you just gotta wait for your change. I said you gotta wait for your change. God has an appointed time if you default to the word of God. Verse 8. I'm going to finish 8, 9, and 10, and I'm going to finish there. All right? 8 says, and again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding
high
mountain. Listen, you would think the devil would have left Jesus alone by now. All he's using is what? The word. I don't care how bad it is, default. I don't care what anybody else say, default.
Yes.
Like I said, I've heard people say for years, God don't work like that. God spoke to you. Default.
Yes.
Default. That means I embrace God's word. How long are you going to hold on to God's word until my change comes? You can be assured one thing. Your change will come. If it don't come in this life, I'm going to shake that be shaken and then it goes that if he don't deliver me now, he shall and God will deliver me in his own time. So if God don't deliver you on this side,
yes.
Stay with God. He'll deliver you on me. On the other side, when you get to the other side, you'll be able to sing a song that the angel cannot sing. I can read it. You know what I mean?
Again,
the devil taking them up into an exceeding high mountain and showed them all the kingdoms of the world and the
glory.
In a second time, he showed them everything. All that's in the world with lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye. He used them all on Jesus. But every time the devil used them, Jesus defaulted.
Yes.
Back. Listen, you don't have to talk to tell anybody anything. You pray. Now the Bible says without counsel purposes of disappointing, so you ought to get some spiritual counsel. It's a difference between counsel and advice. Like a lot of people keep on people saying, well, what do you think? That's advice. The pastor, I heard a preacher mentioned that advice is based on people's life experiences. How can everyone all have the same experience in life? Raise your hand. I am. We all have a different experience. That's advice. Counseling is from the mouth of God. So if cannot sugar get counsel. Because that's God ordering your step to his
word.
So I don't know what to do, I will default.
Yes.
Because eventually you want to default anyway. Because when you go on the crooked path, God's gonna have to all take all that stuff you make, mess it up, and he's gonna have to make it. He didn't say that he's gonna allow to be straight, he's gonna do what? Why? Because you messed it up. So God got to fix it. Because you didn't get here. First John said, it says unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus, get thee.
And I
listen, now he's talking about what? Worship. Right? The devil's talking about worship. Get the whole picture. He's talking about worship. But he said, where is that? In what? In front of Jesus. You got to get, there's a whole lot of stuff we got in front of us today.
Yes.
Listen, there's a whole lot of stuff we got in front of us today. We need to put it behind us. Put it behind us. Why? Because when the Lord put the devil behind him, all he could see was himself in eternity.
Yes.
All he could see was God. But as long as you got that stuff to stand in your way, whatever the stuff is, you can't see God because you're trying to see him through the stuff. So whatever that stuff is, we all got different stuff. Put it as we all stand.
Amen.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Today we need to default. Our lives are spiraling out of control because we all default. Well, what's default in the Word of God? I've got a hiding place. Peter said in 1 Peter, I believe the second chapter says, one thing will never pass away. One thing will endure until the end. And that is the Word of God. It will never pass away. God's Word is the only thing you can stand on until the end. So in your confusion, talk to Jesus. You ever heard that tongue said, a little talk with Jesus? A little talk. But if a little talk with Jesus makes everything all right, I want a big talk with him. Seriously. A little talk makes everything all right. What would a big talk do? Brothers and sisters today, stop defaulting to people's opinions. Stop defaulting to things that aren't true. Stop defaulting to things that make you feel good. And default to the Word of God. Because when you use the Word of God, not even the devil himself can prevail. Remember Jesus told me, he said, on this rock was a rock, a revelation of who he was. He said, I will build. Jesus is still building. We don't build it, he built it. We are just an instrument for him to use in the building. Upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. The default is not even the gate of hell shall prevail. Somebody said, I feel like I'm going through hell. Default. Because default says the gates of hell